Job 37. Yes, at this my heart trembles and is moved out of its place. I suggested at the end of chapter 36 that Job and the friends and Elihu are experiencing the beginnings of a thunderstorm, and lightning is starting to appear. And of course, this is going to lead up to God speaking, because in the next chapter, finally, God is going to speak, and there will be an awesome thunderstorm and a great revelation, really, of God. So he says, Elihu says, my heart is trembling. Hear, O hear the noise of his voice, the sound that goes out of his mouth. He sends it forth under the whole sky, and his lightning to the ends of the earth. After it a voice roars, he thunders with the voice of his majesty. He doesn't hold back anything when his voice is heard. God thunders marvelously with his voice. He does great things which we can't comprehend. Wait a minute. Elihu has spent such a lot of time in all his talks saying, I'm going to tell you something new. I'm going to tell you something you don't know. But he goes on about how great God is, and God's very powerful. Oh, look at the thunder. Can you hear the voice? Oh, yeah, that's God, you see. He's very great. And yet he's not adding anything fresh at all. All concerned, Job and the friends, all believers in God, they weren't atheists. They all kind of believed in that, what he was saying, that yeah, sure, God is great. Yeah, he's not adding anything. Now, as we listen to this, we think, oh, come on, this is getting boring. And it's intentional that we feel like that. And that's how we often feel, isn't it, when we suffer. And other people are very confident that, oh, I can help you. And they talk. And they don't really add anything new. And through our disappointment with people, our disappointment maybe even with people in church or the religious elders, because the three friends were supposed to be the elders, as it were, in Job's day, in his church, as it were, among the sons of God, we may feel, look, all you say doesn't do anything to me. You're just chasing your tail, saying the same old, same old. But it should lead us instead to really want to hear God's voice. Perhaps in our day it leads you to read the Bible for yourself and pray to God to hear his voice. And this is how Job must have felt as Elihu rambles on, not adding anything. He must think, oh, I really want to hear what God himself actually thinks. And then the silence will be broken and God will speak in the next chapter. Elihu goes on anyway. God says to the snow, fall on the earth. Likewise to the shower of rain. Yeah, well, of course, that's what Job believed anyway. That's what probably the friends believed. He seals up the hand of every man, that all men whom he has made may know it. Then the animals take cover and remain in their dens. Out of its womb comes the storm and cold out of the north. By the breath of God ice is given, and the breadth of the waters is frozen. Yes, he loads the thick cloud with moisture. He spreads abroad the cloud of his lightning. It is turned around by his guidance, that they may do whatever he commands them on the surface of the habitable world, whether it is for correction or for his land or for grace that he causes it to come. Listen to this, Job. Stand still and consider the wondrous works of God. Well, yeah, he's describing how great God is and how God operates in the natural creation, and I'm sure Job knew that anyway. He's saying, well, just consider the wondrous works of God. Do you know how God controls them and causes the lightning of his cloud to shine? Do you know the workings of the clouds, the wondrous works of him who is perfect in knowledge? Wait a minute. He's saying that God is perfect in knowledge, but do you remember that in the last chapter, he has said to the friends and to Job, I am perfect in knowledge and I am with you. Well, he's really making a big claim here that he is pretty well God to them. And yet, what's he saying? No wonder at the end of this speech, God, as it were, cuts in and God speaks. And there's all sorts of people in the world who reckon that they're speaking on behalf of God. They may say, oh, I've had a word from the Lord. Or they may say, no, I'm telling you what the Bible says. Or they may confidently act like I am God, or effectively like that. And the more you hear people like that, the more you actually want to hear God's voice for yourself. And yeah, that's what Job eventually gets. And this, as I say, is why in our day we can maybe just turn to the Bible and get on our knees and pray to God and ask him to open our eyes to his actual voice. And he will do so. And the equivalent of that for Job is that God will actually appear. Can you, with him, spread out the sky, which is strong as a cast metal mirror? Teach us what we shall tell him, for we can't make our case by reason of darkness. Shall it be told him that I would speak, or should a man wish that he were swallowed up? Now men don't see the light which is bright in the skies, but the wind passes and clears them. Out of the north comes golden splendour. With God is awesome majesty. We can't reach the Almighty. He is exalted in power. In justice and great righteousness he will not oppress. Therefore men revere him. He doesn't regard any who are wise of heart. Well, yeah, this is sort of true in one sense, on one level, but not really on another. It is not true that we can't reach the Almighty. We can have a relationship with God. To keep going on about God is so great, nor are we on earth, we can't get to him. Well, Job wants to get to him, and he says earlier that my hope is that at the last day I shall be resurrected and I shall see God. I shall come to his throne, he says elsewhere. I shall talk to him, and he will explain. Whereas the friends and Elihu are saying, no way, Job, God's too great for that, you're just a man. But no, God is going to show when he actually appears that, sure, although Job now is just a weak mortal man, he's pleased with Job and that what Job has said is right. And that at the last day, that is what's going to happen. So don't think that you're too small and God is too big. Especially now, in our experience, now that Jesus has come. Of course, Jesus wasn't around in the time of Job, but now we have this wonderful intercessor, this mediator between God and men, the man Christ Jesus, as Paul puts it.